Chapter 3. God and Our Existence Explained. What is God? What we perceive as God can be explained as a universal consciousness. This universal consciousness contains and processes all information to an infinite extent. Our human consciousness, for example, processes all information which we as humans perceive through our senses and feelings, through our sense of sight, sense of taste, sense of hearing, and so on. This universal consciousness, on the other hand, processes the information generated through our observing and interacting with the universe and is also the reason for our universe. The universal consciousness has to experience itself in order to be able to further unfold, and this happens through soul's entities, which are part of the universal consciousness God. Our consciousness is also such a part of the UC. Soul's entities, higher beings, gather experiences in the higher planes of existence and in our plane of existence. When one as a soul mastered all the experiences and teachings in one plane of existence, the consciousness ascends to the higher planes to make experiences there. Our higher self is the total of all experiences that our consciousness has experienced in its human lives. The higher self puts a part of itself into our plane of existence, which is a simulation created by God universal consciousness. Here one makes experiences as a human being and generally as a living being. After thousands of lives as a human being, one has reached and mastered all experiences in this plane of existence and ascends to the higher planes, where we then have the perception of our higher self. This principle can be transferred to every plane of existence, also to the last plane of existence, which is the perception of the whole universal consciousness God. This means that the universal consciousness God structured the planes of existence in such a way that it gave parts of itself into the previous plane of existence in order not to have experiences there with the all-encompassing perception. These parts of the universal consciousness gave again parts of itself into the next lower plane, in order to make experiences there with an even less all-encompassing perception. This can also be transferred to our plane of existence, because through our senses in this three-dimensional plane of existence, experiences can be made with much less all-encompassing perception. The planes of existence are structured in such a way that the UC God can put a small part of itself into the planes, which make experiences and ascend in the perception. Finally, one reaches the perception of the UC God and contributes to the constantly unfolding of the UC God. These parts of the universal consciousness God in the different planes of existence are called souls, entities, higher beings. Furthermore, there are potentially infinitely many versions of our plane of existence, since this plane planet is a very dense plane of existence encapsulated from the rest, a simulation, if you like, created by the universal consciousness God. Further worlds in the different planes can be similar to ours, but can also be unimaginably different to ours. If you are not in such a plane of existence as ours as a soul, you are in the higher planes. In these realities, there is not the concept of time, space, and matter as there is in our plane of existence reality. There one can exist infinitely in peace and love. With these preconditions, however, one cannot feel everything, experience and gather experiences in all areas, which is made possible by our human life in this plane of existence. In order for our souls to make these experiences, which we make in this plane of existence, every soul possesses free will. Moreover, this plane is encapsulated from the rest, whereby one knows nothing of before beyond, thus nothing of the higher planes of existence, and the true origin of one's existence. One cannot find our origin in the outside of the world, no matter how much one searches for it. One can find our origin only in oneself, what the ancient civilizations knew and accordingly to it lived. Karma is thereby the law under which we further evolve. The laws of karma causes, among other things, that every deed which is done by someone will come back sooner or later. If a person, for example, kills another person, sooner or later he will also undergo this experience. This, however, can take place after several lives, since someone experiences such an experience only if he is ready for it as a soul. This also applies to positive deeds. If someone does something good for another person, then sooner or later it will come back. As a young soul, one incarnates as a human being into this plane of existence and begins to gain experience. In the beginning, as a soul in a human being, one has less attention towards God than a more experienced soul has. The more experienced one is as a soul, the more one is connected to one's higher self. In the process, one's karma continues to be reduced until, after thousands of lives, one has cleared all of one's karma. Then one is freed from the chains of the many incarnations and can now evolve further in the higher planes of existence. Thus, our human concept of death is distorted. Death is the transition from the human experience back to the higher planes of existence. The soul is part of our higher self, with which we are always connected through our universe. in the pineal gland DMT can be released, which is one of the most powerful psychedelic substances. Large amounts of DMT are released during birth, death, and sleep, which explains near-death experiences. In these, people report how they ascended to this higher plane of existence. Many had the experience of feeling as if they had always been there. People also often had contact with known souls and God. DMT is found in many animals and plants, and can thus be extracted and e.g. be ingested vaporized. By doing this, people can often reach the higher planes of existence and report an extremely peaceful and loving feeling. They perceive a more realistic reality than our human reality is. Many also make contact with other souls and entities and can often communicate with them psychically. They are often given wisdom and shown certain things that help one as a human being. Back in human experience, it is an unimaginable experience for anyone. This experience through DMT lasts in human time about 10 to 15 minutes, but the experience for the people themselves felt like many hours and often days, because they were in the higher planes of existence, where there is not something like the time like in our plane of existence. As soon as the people come back from the higher planes to the human plane, the experience is often already forgotten for the most part, as it is also often the case with dreams. Dreaming can be explained by the fact that small amounts of DMT are released during sleep, and thus one reaches the higher planes, perhaps to be able to process the information of the soul there. As soon as one wakes up, the sleep duration feels relatively short, which is due to the fact that one was in the higher planes of existence. However, one cannot remember after waking up because this would influence the experiences of one. When meditating, one is in a state between sleep and being awake. This state can be enough to release DMT and bring you closer to your higher self and generally closer to the higher planes of existence, which leads to psychic experiences and can help you a lot in life. Many previous civilizations practiced such methods as meditating or similar, but also the use of psychedelic substances such as DMT, mushrooms, etc. became known to people early on. In the past, people also used to have a larger and more active pineal gland, which has receded with time and our consumption. Because of all this, people in the past also had experiences in the higher planes of existence, much more often than we do today, because the knowledge about it was simply lost over time. These experiences led, among other things, to the practice of religions. What today's monotheistic religions mean with the only true God is the universal consciousness God Himself. What today's polytheistic religions mean with the many gods are the many different higher beings, which were perceived in the higher planes of existence and are part of the universal consciousness God. Thus, the polytheistic religions are right that there are many beings in the higher planes of existence of different power, wisdom, completeness, which are part of God, and thus are God themselves. But since every entity, every soul, simply everything that exists part of the universal consciousness is and therefore God itself is, only one true God can exist, which is why the monotheistic religions are also right. Basically, every religion describes these higher planes of existence with its higher beings and the divine source, the universal consciousness, but put under the respective religious banner. These religious banners have been increasingly manipulated and distorted over time to distract people from the true nature of our existence. Now is the time to unite the religions and dissolve the manipulated and distorted banners so that everyone can once again continue to live in harmony with the true nature of our existence. Before people began to study and observe the universe with measuring instruments, etc., they were much more focused on the inner life. One looked for the reason for life in the inner. When people began to examine the universe and to observe it more closely, and one looked for the reason for life in the outside, the connection to the higher self weakened for many people. As a result, there was a phase until now in which the connection to the higher self was and still is very weak for many people. Since we humans focused on the outside of life, however, there was also a phase in which the knowledge level of the outside increased, and thus the information around us. In the course of human history, there were souls in human form, which are known to us as Jesus, Buddha, Babaji, and many others. These are also called ascended masters, because they already have mastered their experiences on this plane of existence, and are now evolving in the higher levels. However, they have decided to incarnate as human beings again in order to help humanity, and to guide the further development of humanity. For this reason, they were also very strongly connected with their higher self and were therefore also accordingly wise and had abilities that we would describe as supernatural. Throughout life, our human ego builds up, which is the attitude towards life based on each person's experiences. Also, the individual perception of the world is due to the ego deep in each person's subconscious. As a child, the human ego is not yet very advanced, which is why children still have a stronger connection to the higher self, which also explains children's understanding of justice. With the school, the human ego begins to develop subordinated to the system. Among other things, it is pretended that the typical lifelong work with a few weeks of vacation per year is the normal way to live out one's life. Social media also dictates how young people and society in general should behave, and what they should support. The system imposes filters on people's ego, through which one is only really happy and truly alive when one has achieved the lifestyle and goals dictated by the filter. Someone who has this layer of the filter very strong, and through his work life does not achieve this way of life, will never experience profound satisfaction and profound happiness in the course of his life. These filters in the ego also dictate how one dresses, for example, and how and what one consumes. The consumer behavior of people has changed and increased a lot in the last decades, because this consumer behavior is dictated to people by the filters in the ego. Large companies, the film industry, media, but also the pharmaceutical industry and many other industries impose filters on people through social media, through films, through magazines and through much more, through which people perceive certain things as right and good and label other things as wrong and bad. Movies and the like, for example, tell people what the relationship and order between a man and a woman should be. Because of these filters and the resulting consumption behavior of the people, not much will change in environmental protection. Only when people start to change their consumption behavior, and thus work on themselves to reduce or shape the filters, something can be achieved in environmental protection. These filters in the ego also play a major role in the healing of the human body. When we humans tune into the fact that the physical condition will get worse or nothing can be done because of a medical diagnosis, that also becomes our reality. This way of thinking becomes anchored in the subconscious mind, attracting one to a path where the reality is that the physical condition will get worse. However, if one would be fully convinced that the physical condition is already better, and one lives and feels as if the condition is already better, then that also becomes the reality. Our consciousness is superior to our body. Because of the filters in the human ego, one individually perceives a world that is the individual reality for one. If someone perceives the world more negatively because of the filters in the ego, and the energy centers in the body are not in harmony, then this will affect the body on the basis of diseases and can also lead to clumsiness and negative experiences. Thus, the cause of certain diseases can be stopped only when people start to work on their own ego. With medicine, usually only the effect of the diseases can be stopped, not the cause. Also, DMT can be released by the dysfunction of the pineal gland. Thereby, the affected people come closer to the higher planes of existence and the higher self, which, however, cannot be explained by their perception of the world and by their human ego, and thus can also lead to psychological disorders. Now it only must be explained how this simulation theory can be applied to our universe. If we assume that this plane of existence, our observed universe, is created by a simulation, then we know that the Big Bang is the start of this simulation and therefore the beginning of space, time and matter. We humans and living beings are therefore part of the reason for this simulation. By us observers of the universe, the time, space and matter come into existence. Because of our observation, everything must be in such a way that it leads to the fact that we humans and living beings can come into existence and observe. Therefore, we also observe and measure a universe in which everything is in such a way that we humans and living beings can exist. We living beings observers of the universe can observe only one state of the informations. As soon as we incarnate as a human being, we have free will to decide which path of all possibilities one takes, which also thus becomes the reality of each human being. Through this path of all possibilities which everybody chooses, the time originates. It is therefore a sequence of states of the information which becomes our reality and our individual timeline by our decisions and observations. The simulation is subordinated to a form of energy as a scalar field. This energy contains every possibility and is the basis for everything that exists in the universe. This energy form is, in a way, our idea about the space of the universe. It is the basis of the simulation. Matter, our idea of empty space, simply everything that exists in the universe, consists in its basis exclusively of this previously mentioned energy form. By us observers, this energy form adopts different states through vibrations and frequencies in the three-dimensional space. Atoms are, in a way, a composition of this energy form with different properties. However, in our scale and with our senses, we perceive the universe as we perceive it. This all-encompassing form of energy can also be verified experimentally by splitting a photon and separating it spatially. If we impose a property on one half of the photon, the second half instantaneously takes on that property as well, no matter how far they are spatially apart. This confirms that there is a scalar field in the universe which transmits information independently of space and time. Einstein's theory of relativity describes the influence of the simulation, which is generated by us observers and leads to the behavior of matter, etc., so that everything is in a way that we observers can come into existence and observe. On the other hand, the quantum mechanics describes this energy field with all the possibilities of the universe, which adopts a state of information by our observation. Since we humans cannot observe the end of space, we will observe more and more planets, stars, elementary particles, etc., which are basically information and come into existence by our observation, equal to the behavior of the Mandelbrot zoom. Also, through the development of mankind, a very large amount of information is processed and transferred. Just think of every different life experience and all the knowledge in the books and heads of the people. Because of us humans, information originates, which is stored, transferred in the energy field around us. Therefore, we also perceive a faster expanding universe around us, which also explains the theory of the dark energy. Since we know that nothing exists by chance in the universe, there must be a special explanation for black holes. What are the characteristics of black holes? They are an accumulation of not imaginable much matter, and therefore an accumulation of not imaginable much information. At the same time, a black hole also ends in singularity, where there is no space, no time, and no matter. Black holes are therefore the interfaces of this three-dimensional plane of existence to the higher planes of existence, where there is no space, no time, and no matter like in ours. Through black holes, all information of the universe is connected with the higher planes of existence. In addition, we humans and living beings are also constantly connected with our higher self and God through this.